Well, hello, everyone. Welcome to the A-Bomb Energy Podcast. And in this podcast, we talk about everything automotive. And most of you guys know I'm still a special operations guy. So from time to time, we will talk about things that have to do with that realm because the world is interconnected. And so everything must be talked about. But my passion, my hobby has to do with cars and energy drinks. So a lot of you guys have been hitting me up about this Chinese EV video that I made and asking, why did I remove it? Why did I delete it off YouTube? And there's a couple reasons why, and we're going to go into that on this podcast here. Now, for everyone who watched it, subscribes to the channel, you're listening to this podcast, thank you. You guys have no idea how happy I am that you guys listen to the podcast, that you guys subscribe, you comment, you participate in the YouTube videos. The reason why, like, videos do really well, and we're going to talk about this more in the algorithm section on this video or on this podcast here, but the reason why videos do so well is because of you guys. So thank you so much for listening to this and participating. Now, one thing I want to say is I am sorry for having to remove that video. I really want to apologize for having to remove that video. I know a lot of people were really excited when it came out, and I got to tell you, I was fucking pumped whenever I released that video. I was expecting that thing to moon. I put a ton of work into it. It was one of my best editing jobs that I've ever done. And the fact that I had to remove it sucked. Now, bottom line up front, why did I remove it? There's just certain things that you can't talk about on YouTube, on Google, on the internet in general. There's just things that you can't talk about. And if you do talk about it, things are going to happen to you. Negative things, whether it's to your channel, whether it's to your life, which, believe it or not, that has happened with certain people that I know, things are going to start happening to you. And it's very strange. And I noticed this, actually. You remember the Chinese EV trailer, the Chinese EV video trailer? I noticed whenever I published it, it didn't do very well. We were looking at maybe 300-400 views in the span of like almost like 5 or 6 days. And I'm like, what the hell's happening here? Why is this video not doing very good? So I sent it out to a couple people, asked some questions, and some people were like, I'm not a political guy, so I don't really want to watch this. And I'm like, this video has nothing to do with politics, but I made the video, so it's my fault if somebody thought that it had something to do with politics. It had nothing to do with politics. I actually try to keep politics completely out of the YouTube channel, out of my life in general. I don't want anything to do with politics. And so I try to just reduce all of that from the channel. And a lot of people want to bring up politics in the comment sections, which is fine. I don't delete comments, by the way. If your comment ever gets deleted, it's not me, just so you know. So I just want to get that out there. But I had to remove the video because of the agenda. That's what I'm going to start calling it. It's the agenda. And the agenda is you can't talk about anything that's negative towards China. You can't say anything that's negative towards electrification of vehicles. And there's a reason why. You know, those two are synonymous with each other. They go hand in hand. And the reason I say that is look at who's benefiting from electric vehicles the most. It's China. I've been saying this for a long time. That's why I'm showing in that video. That's why I show, like, look, everyone that's ringing and screaming for electric vehicles and the complete banning of internal combustion vehicles, you're insane. You're insane. You're either willfully retarded, okay, or you're willfully ignorant, okay? There's just one. It's one or the other at this point. Because if we really look at who is benefiting the most from electric vehicles, it's China. They own the mines. They own a ton of the technology now for the batteries. They steal a lot of the technology that's in the batteries. They steal a lot of the designs that are coming from it. So who's benefiting the most from it? You look at Ford, for example. They get a lot of their battery technology from CATL, which is a Chinese-owned company. I covered that in the Ford video on, American Auto's failure for the Ford series. Now, don't be confused with the Ford video that I made, which is now gone. I have deleted that video, and I will tell you why here later on in the podcast. But don't get that confused. That video where I called out Ford taking a ton of government money, that also was deleted recently as well, and I will explain that later on. But you look at who benefits the most, it's China. It's absolutely China. So if all these companies go ahead and they just start electrifying everything that they have, whether it's GM, Ford, BMW, Lexus, it doesn't matter who it is. Ultimately, the country that's going to benefit the most is China. So I don't know. I'm not a conspiracy theory kind of guy. But when something looks like a duck, it quacks like a duck, it's probably a duck. And what I'm seeing, especially a lot on other YouTube channels online, I can see that anytime a YouTube channel says anything negative about the U.S. government or just any government in general, any YouTube channel says anything negative towards China or electric vehicles, the channel then tanks. It happens every time. And the moment they get away from it, now all of a sudden the channel starts doing better again. And it sucks that it's like that, because there's a lot of really good channels out there that make excellent content that are now being suppressed. I can give you an example. Look at my YouTube channel, for example. You know what? We won't even use mine. Well, I'll give you an example from mine later. I watched a guy's YouTube channel that was talking about the state of the economy, essentially, and the car industry, because those things go hand in hand. He gave a state of the economy, and this video came out in around August or September timeframe. Most of his videos were getting 50 to 100,000 views. That video, after a week, had 500 views. Whoa, a little weird, isn't it? Same thing happened with my channel. The moment I called out Ford, about 3 or 4 months ago, I made that video about Ford, how they took government money, right? All of a sudden, the channel went from getting 70 to 80, even 150,000 views in a video to then 3,000. And I was like, well, that's kind of weird. You know what? That's fine. Every channel has a video that flops. I get it. You know, no problem. And I was like, okay, it's not a big deal. I create the next video. It gets like 7,000 views. And I'm like, well, that's a little weird. I thought we were going to get back to, you know, growing as a channel, growing as a community, bringing people together to talk about cars and how we can improve the industry and all that crap. Good stuff that needs to be talked about. Well, okay. Didn't really do too well. A little weird, but okay. I release another video. It gets like 26,000 views. And I'm like, okay, we're seeing an improvement. This is great. And then I release the Chinese EV trailer. And then all of a sudden, weird stuff started happening. The channel, all of a sudden, on the back end analytics started doing really bad. They started doing really bad. Now, let me go over some analytics here. The way YouTube analytics works, and by the way, YouTube has the absolute best analytics that you can see. The best. I am on a bunch of different platforms, X, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok. YouTube by far has the absolute best analytics that you can see. It's not even a debate. It's not even a debate at this point. And I'm new to analytics because I've been an editor for videos. I've been a script writer for videos, pretty hardcore, for about 4 years. I've been involved in cinematography for about 20 plus years. This is my first time actually being the guy, the front man, being in charge of all of it. This is my first time, so a lot of things are new. However, I have a lot of people that I can lean on, and I've had a lot of people that I know in the industry explain analytics. And this is how it's going to make a lot of sense here on another reason how I know that video, the Chinese EV video, was being messed with. Now, if we look at analytics, the back-end data that we can see, we'll go over just some basic things here. The biggest thing you need to know, and there's a ton of different analytics, but the biggest one that you need to know is, do people click on the video? Do people watch the video for a decent amount of time? And do people interact with the video? Those are like your big metrics there. And do people stay watching the video? That's like huge, huge interaction. They call it views, watch time hours. And then when you look into the reach section of a YouTube analytics, if you ever decide to Google this, you'll look at something called impressions and click-through rate, retention rate, these kinds of things. Impressions is basically when somebody sees a video that's being suggested to them or it pops up on their home feed. That is an impression. A click-through rate is whenever somebody clicks the video after seeing the impression. So for example, if you have 10 people that view a video, if it pops up on your home feed, 10 people see it, okay, and then 5 people click it, your click-through rate is 50%. A good click-through rate is anywhere from 5 to 10%. Those are really good metrics. Your video is probably going to do pretty decent, especially if people are watching it and the ass is in the seat for a long time and the eyeballs are on the screen for a long time. That's really good. Now, if we look at the Ford video that I had to delete, where I called out, you know, Ford for taking just billions of dollars of government money, and the reason for making that video was so many of these eggheads were out there saying, Ford never took a single dime of government money. Yes, they did. I proved it. And look, I will admit that video was very data-driven heavy. But if you're going to sit there and make these claims, then you should be able to sit there and watch your lie be just completely deconstructed. People didn't want to do that, and that's fine. I don't have a problem with that. I understand that. However, the video should have done better. So let's talk about the Ford video. The Ford metrics on that video were excellent. Excellent. People were viewing it for a really long time, a really good view percentage rate. If if you look at a video that does well, for example, like a video that has like 50,000 views, right? If 50% of the people make it to the very end of the video that watched it, so if it has 10,000 views and 5,000 people watched 50% or all of it, and the other people watched half or, you know, whatever, if half of the people that watch it view 50% of the video or more, like those metrics, those are incredible metrics, by the way. Almost every single one of my videos, except maybe one, has a 50% or more retention rate. That's fucking awesome. Those are great numbers to have. Click-through rate, people that see the thumbnail and they click the video. My numbers are usually 5 to 8%, sometimes 12%. The Ford video that I had to delete, metrics on it were like a 12% click-through rate, super high retention rate, likes ratio super high, comments off the chain, everything was doing well. For some reason, it wasn't being pushed. Why? I can only imagine because it was criticizing Ford for taking billions of dollars of government money. That's my suspicion. Now, fast forwarding back to the Chinese EV video. The analytics on that, whoo, doggy, dude, those things were fucking awesome. The analytics on that Chinese EV video were some of the best that I've had. Keep in mind, this is a 30-minute video, and I had over a 50% retention rate. Even if I had 40%, I would have been happy, but I had over 50% retention rate. I had a ton of comments, a ton of likes. The only metric where it wasn't doing well was views and impressions, which translates to YouTube not pushing the video. It's that simple. That is exactly how you know. Now, the other thing that I want to talk about here. And this is how I know YouTube wasn't pushing the video, besides from the impressions telling me that it wasn't being pushed. The other reason I know it wasn't being pushed is I have these losers that are subscribed to me because I probably called out their GM piece of shit pickup truck that they drive, and they think, you know, because they replace the transmission every 12 months that it's a great vehicle. I have people that are literally subscribed to me specifically to downvote a video. Every time I upload a video, every single time, I will get at least 4 dislikes, sometimes 3, occasionally 2, but most of the time we're going to see about 3 to 4 dislikes within the first 10 minutes. What that is people are subscribed to me, so then whenever I post a new video, they get a notification that hey, you know what, A-Bomb Energy uploaded a new video. Boom, they click it and they immediately hit dislike, they don't even watch the video. That is what these people do. The Chinese EV video didn't get a single dislike until about the 3rd or 4th day, which tells me either the sad losers that are subscribed to me to downvote the video didn't get notified, or they liked the video. And I'm pretty sure it's the former. Okay. That's how I know. 100% how I know. It's not even a question. You can't even question it at this point. The analytics are showing me that it's not being pushed, and the analytics were great. And it should have been pushed. It was very obvious. Super obvious. Now, here's another thing how I know the video was being messed with. And I initially thought, like, okay, these are just bot accounts that are being removed. The video at one point, because I was obsessing over the analytics, the video at one point had 958 views, which, you know, I really appreciate the 958 people, which it was obviously more after I get ready to tell you this. It was obviously more than 958 people, but I appreciate you guys watching that video, subscribing and liking and commenting. Like, that, it means the world to me that you guys did that. But at one point, the video had 958 views. All of a sudden, I refreshed the page to see if there's any updates. Now it has 890 views. So views were being removed from the video, which I was like, what the hell is going on here? Why are views being removed? And it just kept dawning on me. Like, I kept saying to myself, like, Brandon, you are going against the agenda here. You are going against this machine here that doesn't want this to be talked about. For some reason, this video should not be out there and they don't want it. And I remember I text some subscribers all the time. Like, one guy I talk to all the time, his name is James. He's a great guy. And I remember whenever I put the trailer out for the video, I said, James, just so you know, this video is going to be suppressed. Me and you, we both know this is going to happen. And he was like, wait, why would the video be suppressed? Well, you can't criticize a certain ideology, which is called communism. You can't criticize that. And you can't criticize a certain country called China, because China is making you know, millions of electric vehicles, and that's making them money. De facto, it's making other big corporations money. This is very obvious shit. But some people just don't know. They don't know. They think you can just upload anything on YouTube and it's fine. No, no, daddy. That is not the case. To me, it's I shouldn't say it's obvious. To me, it's obvious. But to others, it's not. And this is because my brain is wired to do red cell type stuff. And that's, you know, just what I do in the military. So it is what it is. Now, the video was clearly being suppressed. So I had to remove it because it wasn't just suppressing the video. It was suppressing the entire channel was being suppressed. You have this thing called a daily view where it's you see the views in the past 24 hours. After I uploaded that video, my daily views, which is views across the board on all the other videos, tanked. Everything started tanking. And I'm like, what? That's really weird. Normally this video is getting like 150, 300 views a day. Now it's getting 5. Okay, this is weird. This is really weird. So, to remedy the situation, I had to remove it. I didn't want to do that, but I had to do it to protect the channel. Because look, I get out of the military next year. My pay is getting ready to be cut substantially. I have to figure out a way to supplement my income. And I thought YouTube was going to be the primary or at least some sort of secondary or potentially a tertiary source of income. And it doesn't even look like it's going to be that because the suppression has hit. It's gone full force at this point. And it's super weird. But, you know, hopefully things change. I think, you know, me removing the videos that the agenda doesn't want to be out there. I think all of a sudden now the video views are starting to kind of pop back up now, and we're starting to regain some traction that we lost, which is, you know, it is what it is at this point. Now, for the people that want to watch the video, what we're going to end up having to do, and I haven't fully thought about this yet, but this is an idea I'm toying in my head. I'll probably put part one back on YouTube because part one, it will be pretty tame. It won't be anything crazy. Part two will probably be on a Patreon or a Patreon style website where you can view part two and get the full bore. Like, hey, this is the reality of this situation here. And I've always said I don't want to do something like a Patreon style. I always want to give people free information. But that was back when I was getting 70, 80, 90,000, 150,000 views and I didn't really need it. Now it's to the point where it's like, okay, I have to start changing my game. I got to, you know, make a tactical decision here and change how we're going to do things. And, you know, it's not going to be just you're going to get a part two of a video. You're going to get other stuff. There's going to be other perks associated with that. I'm going to have some stuff set up. It's going to be a very robust system. And you guys, it's not going to be, hey, just give me $20 every month or hey, give me $10 every month and you're going to get this. No, there's going to be so much more involved with that. So just know that if you do ever move over to that Patreon section, I'm going to hook you guys up. There's going to be other perks. I get it. I've been subscribed to people. I've done membership programs with people on Patreon, YouTube, whatever. And there was absolutely no benefit to it. I'm like, okay, I'm just giving you money. Like, that's cool. But like, you gotta entice people. And to me, that's not how I roll. If you give me money, I'm going to make sure I, you know, give you something in return. Okay. I'm a capitalist and I believe in, you know, giving back, ethical capitalism. I'll put it that way. Now I'm super frustrated about the Chinese EV video. And by the way, this is the fifth time I've recorded this podcast, just so you guys are aware, because every time I did it, I was just angry whenever I was making the podcast. And even still, I'm a little angry, but I was super frustrated during the process of making that Chinese EV video, super frustrated. Or not during the process. I loved the process. The process was absolutely amazing. Going to Costa Rica, talking to all these people that are experts in the field, everything about making that Chinese EV video was awesome. But the frustration hit whenever I realized, okay, this video is not going to get views. And why? The time and money invested was a big deal to me. I've never spent thousands of dollars to make a single video. I've spent good money before, but I've never spent $3,000+ making a video and then it being suppressed. If I did something wrong, that's a different story. I would understand, but I didn't do anything wrong. The dedication level was through the roof with that video. I realized that if I'm going to make a video on a group of cars that I've never driven, that would be really disingenuous and I should probably get out there and go, you know, at least get behind the wheel You know, it's one thing making a video about like a Cybertruck and you haven't driven it yet, because there's so much data and there's so much stuff out there with people driving the Cybertruck that you can generally get a pretty good idea. You know, watch tons of car reviews, you can generally get a good idea. But when you have people being paid by the CCP to make videos about Chinese cars, of course, they're not going to say anything bad about it. Just tossing that out there. Now, the other thing, too, is like, during the editing process, and by the way, I spent like 300 plus hours editing, creating all that stuff, 300 plus hours doing all that. And during the editing process where I'm doing the voiceover work, all that stuff, I got sick. I left that part in the video where I was sick, where you could hear a change in my voice. And a couple of you pointed it out, by the way, like, hey, you all right? Your voice got a little messed up around like 16 minutes or so. Yeah, I was sick. And it wasn't bad enough to where I could delete it. I wanted just people to know, like, hey, look, I am working my balls off to get this video to you. Could I have re-recorded it? Potentially, but then, you know, the timeline and everything else in there, clips wouldn't have lined up right and it would have been really weird. It wasn't that bad anyways. It actually kind of made my voice sound a little cool too, by the way. So that's another reason why I kind of kept it in there. But, you know, I got sick during the editing process, and I got sick because I was staying up till about 2, 3 a.m. every night working and editing and writing and getting everything prepped for it, and then getting up at 6 or 7 o'clock in the morning every day. And so I was just going really hard to try to get that video out. And, you know, I lost sleep after the upload. I lost a ton of sleep after that upload because I was sitting there looking at the metrics, constantly analyzing the metrics, like, what's going on here? Why is it not being viewed? Is it because I did it this day or uploaded this day? You know, there's a thing that you can see on YouTube in the analytics sections, and it tells you basically your best time to upload a video. And it's in the section where it's covered under your audience, and it shows when most of your people are watching the video. So that's generally when you want to upload. So I uploaded the video on a Friday, the day after Thanksgiving. And by the way, I worked almost every second of Thanksgiving. I took an hour and a half break to watch The Grinch and eat some food. And then I got my ass right back in a seat and started working on the documentary, because I was like, look, I need this thing up by Friday, because I want people after Thanksgiving to have something that they can enjoy watching, because I know a lot of people go back to work the day after Thanksgiving, which, you know, mad respect to you. I get it. I work every day as well. I don't take any days off. And so I wanted people to have some really good content that they could enjoy. And it just didn't work out that way. And so it was super disheartening, super frustrating. And I was a little, I'm not going to lie, I was a little depressed actually after that happened. I was pretty pissed off. However, I'm a person that is motivated by freaking rage and anger. And so I created that new video on base model cars, you know, cheap cars, they're gone forever, essentially. I wrote that script super fast and edited that video super fast because I had been thinking about this subject for a long time. The second reason I got that thing up so quick was because I wanted to test. I wanted to make a test. And here's a very interesting metric. Within the first 12 hours of the base model car being uploaded, the metrics for retention rate and comment rate and likes and all that were worse than the Chinese EV video, yet it got more views, more impressions, everything that makes a video popular, the things that make a video popular, it did better. I don't know how. I don't know how it did better, but it somehow did. And that was a kind of a test video. In my opinion, that video doesn't even scratch the surface of what I want to talk about on base model cars, yet somehow it beat it. I was like, holy shit. So there was clear and obvious fuckery going on with that video, the Chinese EV video. It was very obvious and it sucks, but I'm going to figure out a way so you guys can watch it. I know a couple of you downloaded it. And I have no problem if you download one of my videos. My only request is if you upload it somewhere else, please give me the credit, number one. Number two, leave a comment on the video, like the video, and subscribe, because at least help me grow the channel. You know, that's all I want, man. Just help me grow the channel. Because here's the other thing, too. The things that the algorithm likes. So if you ever want to help me get a video pumped out there more, the thing that the algorithm likes is it likes likes. So if you click like on the video, that helps like a lot. You have no idea how much that helps. Number two, comments, commenting on other people's comments, and sharing the video, subscribing to the channel. These things help the channel grow and help the actual content get bigger. So if you can do those things for me, that would be amazing. And I would be eternally grateful. And I can tell a lot of you guys share my video. And the analytics, it shows me like, hey, your video has been shared out this many times. And then it'll even tell me like, hey, it's sent Like, I'm looking at one piece of analytics right now, and it's saying, hey, 342 bell notifications were sent out to these people. Here's how many watched it from bell notifications, which on this particular case, it was only 11, which is actually pretty bad. This is for another video, by the way, not the Chinese EV video. But then it tells me, like, hey, you know, this is how many people got the video from Gmail, from Discord, from WhatsApp, from Samsung Android messaging, all, and it tells me all the sources. So when you guys share the video, I can see that the video has been shared, and I really appreciate that. Like, you have no idea, from the bottom of my heart, you guys sharing the video, you guys commenting and subscribing and all this stuff, like, it means so much to me. The fact that I don't feel worthy, but you guys feel that I am. And so I credit all the success to this channel and this podcast and everything else to you guys. I just put the work in. You guys do the rest. I build the foundation. You guys build the house. And so I really appreciate that. And if there's anything I can ever do for you guys, if it's in the realm of possibility for me to do, just ask me. I will do what I can to help you. I've had a lot of people ask me for car advice. I've had a lot of people ask me, hey, I want to buy this car. What do you think of this? I'll help you as much as I possibly can. You can always hit me up on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, maybe. I don't put a ton of work into TikTok, but you can hit me up on these different platforms and I'll talk to you. I mean, there's people I talk to literally every day and I enjoy it like crazy. So that's it for this podcast. If you guys have any questions, comments, or concerns, feel free to hit me up. So thanks again. And if you enjoyed this podcast, please comment on YouTube on the community section tab and the vlog response video and all the other videos about how much you enjoyed the podcast. I want to read your comments about the podcast on YouTube. That would be awesome. So that's it. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it. Love you all.